We continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Sha'ar Bet, in the middle of Perek Yud Dalid. And the Nefesh HaChaim was explaining to us, he's talking in this Perek, what does it mean, Ul Ovdo Bechol Nafshechem? And so he told us, if I go back a few lines from before, that when a person gets up to pray before Hashem, Yafshid Gufo Me'al Nafsho, he has to purify his nefesh, he has to remove his guf from his nefesh, which means to remove all the physical and material thoughts and desires, ta'avot, retzonot, ra'yonot, that are always on his nefesh. And before the tefillah, a person should try to remove that as much as possible. Levatel ulehasir me'alav v'machshavto, all the ta'anugei haguf v'ta'avotav, to the point where, in the lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim, ad sheyukba b'machshavto lema'es haguf, or lim'os haguf, to the point where he begins to disdain anything that's physical, or at least to say that he doesn't care so much. Ki'ilu eno ba'al guf klal. And he's speaking to Hashem with his nefesh alone. And every word that he says, bedabero kol teva, and as you know, every word that we speak, dibur, comes from the nefesh. So every word that he says, which is a part of his nefesh, yadbik ba re'uteh me'od, he should attach to it his ratzon. Remember, nefesh is also ratzon. Like it says in the pasuk, im yeshet nafshechem. That means im yeshet ratzonchem. So in the nefesh means ratzon. So we have to make sure that our retzonot during the time of the tefillah, our retzonot are nidbak la nefesh, not la guf. As nefesh ze ratzon, aval talui lema ratzon. Ksheha ratzon ledvarim gufanim ze chomriyut. As be'et ha-tfilah, in the time of the tefillah, the Nefesh HaChaim is saying that what are we doing? We're saying words. These words are a part of our nefesh. Adibur ze ha-nefesh. So we have to be madbik that dibur to the ratzon ha-elyon, to higher ratzonot. That's bechol levavchem uvchol nafshechem. Lishpoch ba nafsho mamash uleadbika beshoresh ha-elyon shel tevot ha-tfila ha-omdim berumo shel olam. To attach our nefesh to the upper source of these words that we're saying, which we, as we mentioned before, are omdim berumo shel olam. And then he quoted from the Zohar. So now we're on page, if you're holding, I think it's Kuftet Zayin, the seventh line. Ve'az yechashev, mamshichim, ve'az yechashev ke'ilu hu mesulak mize ha'olam. To the point where it's considered at the time of the tefillah that this person is removed from this world. Ve'hu mibnei aliyah lemala. And he's a higher person. He's an upper world person. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, הוא לא מתבייש, הוא אומר לנו, says, עד שגם אחר התפילה, יקשה לו מאוד להפנות מחשבתו לענייני זה העולם. You hear this? So much the person in the time of the tefillah should be mudbak with the Ratzon HaElyon, with his nefesh, and removed from his gufaniyut, that it should be hard for him when he finishes the tefillah to come down. It should be hard for him to come back to inyanim of olam hazeh. Ve'yehe be'enav ke'ilu nofel umtapes ve'yored me'igrarama le'bira amikta. And he should feel as if he's falling all the way from a high ceiling to the lowest pit. You know, for example, if a person ever experienced learning Torah 100%. What do I mean by 100%? When a person, let's say, is mashkia his mind, he puts his mind into learning for hours. Let's say for a good two, 3 hours, he's working on a hard sugya in the Gemara, let's say. And he's not thinking about anything else. Mamash. He's mamash becoming one with the sugya that he's learning. If anyone ever experienced that, then he will experience the following. That when he has to close the Gemara after such an exhilarating limud, and someone comes to him and he says to him, would you like a bag of potato chips? For a moment, the bag of potato chips looks so mundane. It looks so, oh, back to this world. Efshar, it's possible to experience such a thing. Olami, olam hazeh, chomri, mundane. Mundo, besfaradit, ze olam, mundane. So there is such a thing. Let's say Yom Kippur. Let's say on Motzai Yom Kippur, if a person is running to the food, ze lo haya Yom Kippur. That's not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, at least on Yom Kippur, a Jew has to experience such an aliyah that when he says Atacho Nantanu, and now he's about to open to go to the house to eat, you know, borekas or whatever it is, for a moment at least for a moment, it should be, oh, ochem, ah, chazavnu lezeh. That's how he has to feel. If he's running to, nu, אפשר לאכול, if that's, זה לא היה יום כיפור. It wasn't a יום כיפור. היה יום כיפור, אבל זה לא. He wasn't in יום כיפור. He tried. What I'm trying to say is to give an example of what he's talking about over here. ויהה בעיניו כאילו נופל ומטפס מיגררמה לביררית עמיקתה. It should be hard for him to come back. That's the type of תפילה that the נפש החיים wants from us. וכעניין, like the Gemara tells us in מסכת ברכות אפלה, מדמוד א', we learned it in the fifth פרק, חסידים הראשונים היו שוהים שעה אחת גם אחר התפילה. Remember? The חסידים הראשונים, they were שוהים שעה אחת קודם התפילה, שוהים שעה אחת בתוך התפילה, and שוהים שעה אחת לאחר התפילה. מה זה השעה אחת הזאת אחר התפילה? What's this 1 hour after the תפילה? Says the נפש החיים, זה פשוט מאוד. It's in order to come down. They were on such a level of tefillah that they needed to, in order to be able to come down to this world, they needed an hour. Isaiah, זה לקח קצת זמן לחזור לעולם, לשגרה. It took time. היו שוהים שעה אחת אחר התפילה. והוא שכתב גם כן האריזל, דארי הקדוש, writes, הטעם על זה. He writes the reason for this, כדי להשהות עוד המוחין. In order to allow for the מוחין, that means the mind that a person developed in the time of tefillah, lehashot. Don't throw it away. Let it sit for a while. Let it simmer. And little by little, you go back into the world. You know, lahefech, on the other side, it says in this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha, lo taturu achare levavchem ve'achare enechem, which means do not stray after your heart, after your eyes. Lo tatur, right? One of the shesh mitzvot midiot. I don't remember which great admor said this, but in the Sifrei HaChasidut, it says on this pasuk, lo tatur, tatur milashon notar. Ze lo apshat, it's not pshat, aval betzura shel drush, tatur is milashon notar, lehotir, lehotir, to leave over. Maze, lo tatur achare levavchem veachare enechem means that even if a person was nikshal to look at something that he shouldn't look, he didn't know it was there, and he saw it. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold him accountable for the first re'iyah, because ze haya b'shogeg. Hu ra'a, aval hu lo tichnen lir'ot. He did not, plan on looking. But the pasuk is saying, lo taturu achare levavchem ve'achare enechem. Don't leave it. Don't leave that machshava in your mind to the point where you're going to look again. The second time you're going to look, that's when you're held accountable. That's when the onish is.
What
The first time a person didn't, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does it say in the Gemara in Masechet Brachot? Lo nitna Torah lemalachei asharet. So a person was nichshal, he saw, zeh bishogeg, aval lo taturu, milashon lo totiru, don't leave over, al tashhe et hamachshava, push it away, right away from the mind, to the point where you don't look back. If you look back, that means you're leaving the thought in your mind. So I'm saying the contrast. When it comes to machshavot raot, we are warned, lo lehotir, lo lehashot. When it comes to the machshavot ha'elyonot of tefillah, says the Ari HaKadosh, hayu shohin sha'achat kede lehashot od hamochin, in order to leave over. Don't get rid of it right away. That's why, halachically, there is a halacha, when a person goes back the shalosh psiot after the tefillah, so you don't go back to your place immediately. The Gemara says, that's like kakelev hashav al ki'o. You can kesil shoge shone beivalto. A person finishes the tefillah, op, he goes back, gamarnu, yashar la business. No, what's the halacha? You have to stand where you are at least kedeh halichat arba'amot, at least a little bit. That's the minimum. So it's the same idea. When a person is in a situation of tefillah, even when he's finished, he has to be mashhe. He has to leave it over a little bit. He has to leave it over. רצית לשאול משהו?
אחרי שאתה אומר לו תטרו אחריכם אשר אתם
זונים אחריכם.
זה כאילו
אחריכם.
שהוא אומר כן? אשר אתם זונים אחריכם.
כי בקלות אפשר לזנות אחרי ראות העין, כן? זה מה שהפסוק אומר. הפסוק מזהיר אותנו שאם אנחנו נטור אחרי הלב ואחרי, אז אנחנו נהיה זונים אחריהם. כן? ככה. Like Rashi brings, it's good. This Shabbat, learn that parasha with Rashi, that last Aliyat Shvi'i. Learn it with Rashi. Rashi says, the two sarsure avera, the two brokers, the two travel agents for avera are the eyes and the heart, the lev and the ayin. Ha'ayin ro'e ve'alev chomed u'kle ma'aseh gomrim. And then the rest is history. But getting back to Kedusha, that's the word, to linger. Let it linger. Chazak uvaruch. Very good. Let it linger. I said simmer.
Don't let it linger when you see it the first time, and don't let it linger.
Right. So that's what I was trying to bring out, that when it comes to machshavot ra'ot, the tzivui is push it away. When it comes to machshavot kedoshot, let it linger. Ve'u inyan ma'amaram. Now he's going to tell us a Gemara in Yevamot, Daf Kuf He'amud Bet, Hamitpalel, Tzarich She'iten Libo Le'mala. Here's a simple line in the Gemara. You might even learn it when you learn Masechet Yevamot. So you learn, "Hamitpalel tzarich sheiten libo lemala." Okay, it's a pashut. Mi shemitpalel tzarich shehalev shelo yeh lemala. Okay. So he says that's what it means. What the Gemara is talking about is what we're saying. Kol kach tirbeu v'titlahet ha'avato yitbarach bekoach nafsho. His heart, his nefesh should be fired up so much with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of the tefillah, at sheyehe choshek u'mitave be'emet, to the point where he should even desire שבדברו אתה אותו הדיבור הקדוש של איזה טבע מנוסח התפילה תהה נפשו יוצאת מהגוף לגמרי. To the point where he desires that right now when I'm saying these words, and remember these words are words of the nefesh, I wish my nefesh could go out from the goof, go to you. צריך שיהיה ליבו למעלה. His heart should be totally up there in the time of tefillah. ותתעלה להתדבק כביכול בו יתברך שמו. That my heart and my nefesh should go up and cling and come close and become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. זהו שאמר הכתוב כאן. That's what the pasuk says. ולעובדו וכו' ובכל נפשכם, with the nefesh. See, this perek, perek yudalet, is explaining the word nafshechem. What does it mean to serve Hashem in tefillah with the nefesh? There's one word that he didn't explain yet, uvechol. That is going to be perek tetvav. What's uvechol? Aval first he's explaining to us what it means nefesh. V'chen ma she'amra Chana va'eshpoch et nafshi lifnei Hashem. I poured out my soul to Hashem. V'hu mevo'ar. Now it's understood. Listen to what the Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit. En tefilato shel adam nishma'at, ela im ken mesim nafsho bechapo. Now, simply translated, it's a bit hard to explain, that a person's tefillah is only heard if he puts his nefesh bechapo. Now, bechapo, kipshuto, means in his hands. That he puts his nefesh in his hands. What does that mean, he puts his nefesh in his hands? Maze. Aval ha-nefesh ha-chayim masbir acheret, he explains differently. He brings a pasuk that the word chapo means shoresh. It means anaf v'shoresh, the source. Hainu leha'alot uledabek bitfilato et nafsho lemala. That a person should, through his tefillah, cause his nefesh to become davek, to become one lemala with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maze nafsho bechapo, chapo pirush shorsho. Kemo shekatuv milashon, as it says in Iyov, v'chipato lo ra'anana. That the shorashim of that tree was not fresh. V'chipato lo ra'anana. Kol en tefilato shel adam nishma, ela im ken mesim nafsho bechapo. To take our nefesh and to put it b'shoresh ha'elyon. You see how much meaning is in that phrase that we say in the Leshem Yichud, Letakenet Shorsha B'Makom Elyon. We learned that the Tevot HaTfilah comes from Makom Elyon. Remember when we spoke about how Anshei Knesset HaGdolah with their Ruach HaKodesh were able to make the Tevot HaTfilah, and the Magid Mesharim told Maran HaBet Yosef that he should focus on the words of the Tfilah, because the words come from a very high place. And we have to bring it back to a very high place. But through the tefillah, let's look at the words as if they are shuttles, as if they are missiles. Through those words that are going up, we want to put our nefesh with it to go up for a ride all the way up to the Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumo Shel Olam. And how do we do that? When we remove from our mind all the ra'ayonot and machshavot olam hazeh b'sha'at ha'tefillah as much as possible, to the point where a person is mo'es at that point as much as possible b'inyanei olam hazeh, and he's medabek nafsho v'rucho, his nefesh, his tok, his words, he's medabek with the words of the tefillah, he becomes one with the words of the tefillah, and so wherever those words go, which is very high, he is going to the point where it's hard for him to come back down, where it's going to need a few minutes to come back down. That's what Chana did when she says, "Ve'eshpoch et nafshi lifnei Hashem." And that is the end of Perek Yudalid. We have a few more minutes to begin Perek Tedvav. Uma she'amar uvchol nafshechem, Perek Tedvav, Rabotai. What does it mean with all our nefesh? Yadua pluktat chazal bekama duchte b'shas. It's known, machloket in the Gemara, in many places in the Gemara, one of them being Sanhedrin Dafayin Chet Amud Alef. לחד מן דאמר תיבת כל פירושו כולו ולחד מן דאמר פירושו מקצת וכלשהו. There is a מחלוקת יסודית דווקא. It's a fundamental מחלוקת brought down a few times. I think also one place in the סוגיה of חצי שיעור, where we learn the din of חצי שיעור עשו מן התורה, in the 8th פרק of מסכת יומא. So there's a מחלוקת, how do you learn the word כל? כל actually can be used in two ways. כל means all, entirely. But there is an opinion that says kol can mean anything. Kmo kol shehu. Even in the word kol shehu, we use the word kol. Kol shehu means afilu miktzat, afilu ktzat, even a little bit. So in English, it's either all or any little bit. So there is a machloket many times in the Gemara when the word kol shows up in a pasuk, does it mean all, bishlemut, or does it mean afilu kol shehu? So says the Nefesh HaChaim, we can apply that to our pasuk, Rabotai. V'chen u'ainyan kan, shnehem amitim. Both opinions, both pirushim in our pasuk, uvchol nafshechem, are true. He said, and this is very comforting in a way, ki kama bechinot u'madregot yesh baze. Hare, there are many levels in tefillah to attain the level that we spoke about in Perek Yudalit. Kol adam lefi koach taharat libo machshavto. Each person, according to how much he's able to purify his heart and his thoughts. שהאדם שכוחו יפה בטהרת המחשבה והכוונה יוכל לדבק את כל נפשו. A person who is very, very much able to purify his thoughts and his kavanot, he is able to be medabek his entire nefesh, migodel ha'ahava ve'atshuka lo yitbarach shemo, because of the great love and desire that he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'kol echad lefi kocho, each one according to his capability. Ve'gam lefi inyan hachanat taharat libo'az, not only each one according to his capability, each one according to the preparation that he made at that point of time. כי גם לא כל העיתים שוות באדם בטהרת המחשבה. Because not all the times are the same. Even a person who is able, who is on a very high level, he's not always on that same level. רק זאת ראוי ונכון. Here's a very important line coming up now, רבותיי. But the following is what's important. שעל כל פנים יראה שתהא כוונתו רצויה לדבק לו יתברך באהבתו ותארת ליבו מקצת נפשו בכל טבע. About that? At least a little bit of your nefesh, a kolshehu of the nefesh, to be mitdabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the words of the tefillah. זה גם כן בכל נפשכם. כל, הכוונה, אפילו כלשהו. That's also a pshat. Lachen amar, he says, that's why the pasuk says, uvchol nafshechem. Hare, the pasuk could have said, ul ovdo bechol levavchem venafshechem. Lo ayinu, we wouldn't have any problem with that. Why does it say again, bechol levavchem, uvchol nafshechem, de lehevi mishtamea litrea pe, kanal, so that it should sound to both ways. Kol echad lefi kocho madregato veachanato. Bechol nafshechem means in its entirety. Bechol nafshechem means afilu miktzat. Each one in accordance with what he could do. Okay, the Kohen.
But I would get the same understanding if it just said without the bechol.
If it wouldn't say bechol, so then we would say nafshechem, we would think, okay, it has to be your entire nefesh. Because when it says nafshechem, it means nefesh.
Not all.
Who said? Nefesh means nefesh. The word kol comes to bring it down. The word kol, if it would say nafshechem, it's nefesh. Nefesh is nefesh. A half a nefesh is not a nefesh. Aval when it says bechol nafshechem, according to the pirush that bechol means ktzat, so afilu b'miktzat nafshechem. So that's why the Torah had to say the word bechol to give us both pirushim. Now, how do we prepare? Oh, Mechila, shakharti. Yes. Ze hevdel dikduki, ze lo hevdel mashmauti. That doesn't make a difference in the meaning. Ze lo mishanet hakavana. Ze lo nikanes lezeh akshav. Lefa'amin tzach legit chol, lefa'amin kol, ze talui al pi chukei hadikduk. Aval b'mashmaut, oto davar.
Aval b'Torah yesh.
Yesh. Ma?
Shata omer.
כן, אפילו אתה מדבר על קול עם קוף? לא, עם קף.
לא, עם קף.
לא, זה לא, אין הבדל במשמעות.
בתורה אני מדבר.
כן, אין הבדל במשמעות. זה רק עניין איך לקרוא את זה. זה אותו דבר. קול וכל זה אותו.
למה?
אני אצטרך עכשיו להיכנס לחוקי הדקדוק. לפעמים צריך בלי דגש, לפעמים צריך עם דגש. אבל לעניין, הכוונה, אין הבדל. אין הבדל. אם תמצא לי הבדל בכוונה, בבקשה תגיד לי. מה? לא, בוודאי שלא. אם הבעל קורא אומר בחול במקום קול או משהו כזה, לא מחזיר. Maybe we can finish quickly the next two words. Next few lines. ועיקר ההכנה לזה, you know what? We'll stop here because the next few lines, there's a lot to say, I would like to say. He's going to tell us, I'll tell you just very quickly what he's going to say, that the best הכנה for תפילה, להכין את עצמנו לתפילה, זה על ידי לימוד תורה. So we'll say a few things about that בעזרת השם, okay? So we'll stop here for now.